Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Because I've always been high energy, you know, just going, 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 and I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I'm so happy about that. Welcome to the show. You can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts. Call-in number is 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. You can call in live from Chicago, wherever you are listening, all around the globe. Canada, too. We don't forget about you. And you can call up. I love that. Also, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Joker. That's why the reason for the theme song, the old Batman theme song. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. I have a caller, too, that would like to say something, too. Also, balance of nature. Balance of nature is right on katedalyradio.com. And click on it, go right over, and you can get $25 off, which is huge savings. Make sure that you're ordering up on balance of nature. I love this supplement because it delivers fruits and vegetables in a dehydrated form that you can get every single day. And our nutritional sources are so owned by the government to the tune of $20 billion and subsidies on our farms that we don't realize that they're picking winners and losers, and that what they say goes. And so our food supply is greatly diminished in nutrients. And I just wanted to add that you need to be on a supplement no matter what you take. I'm encouraging you to get one. Balance of Nature, after all my research, was the best one that I found that had everything and in a complete way. Go to Balance of Nature, look it up. It explains exactly what's in the product and what's not in the product. It's amazing. But you can get $25 off putting in the code KATE. Highly, highly recommend. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Hey, okay, we've got a caller. Hi, caller. You are on with Dr. Duke Pesta. Call-in number is 888-673-1450. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody that back in 2013, in July, the government was then allowed to have a propaganda of their own media. So mm-hmm. The government arm of broadcasting before that was never allowed to do propaganda, but they repealed that, and now they've allowed that. And when the government was opening the doors to that, all of a sudden, we've opened the door to all the private media doing it, and you can trace all this fake media back mm-hmm. almost to that date exactly.
And they were allowed to. It was just legalized. So to get away from any liability in 2012, we need to make sure that's asserted, because propaganda has been there for a very, very long time. But it's legalized. Yeah.
If the government wasn't liable, that means that the private companies themselves couldn't be held liable either.
Mm-hmm.
So that opened the door to them being able to do it also.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that, Dr. Pesta.
That's a great point. And there's no doubt that the ever since that time, we're talking about 6-7 years ago, the social media giants, too, they didn't used to be anti-American. They didn't used to be quite as lockstep in line with progressive government as they have been since that event occurred 6-7 years ago.
Yep. It used to be to foreign outlets. It legalized it to foreign outlets, CIA being a huge part of that, but now they get to do it inside this country, legalized.
Right.
So it's an important point. Let's talk about the Joker, shall we? Because the left does not like this movie. They do not like this movie. They liked Heath Ledger, like you said off the air. I got to give you credit for that. They liked Heath Ledger, but they do not like this one. Why? Why do you think that is?
And I think it goes back to the premise we put forth at the beginning of the show. This Joker is a radical individual. Heath Ledger played it as he was kind of the voice for Antifa. If you had taken the clown paint off Heath Ledger's Joker and put an Antifa mask, he would have fit perfectly, marching in the street in lockstep with radicals who believe what he believed.
Yep.
But this Joker is painfully a loner. He's the, may I say it, he's the John Wayne of Batman villains in this one. He's a complete loner and an individual. And his mental illness, his craziness, in part stems from a society where there's no place left for him. Right? It's almost like, and it makes a sense, there's a certain moral to the story of this Joker, that if you want to become famous in this world, and that's everything now, right? Mm-hmm. All the surveys tell us that little kids would rather be famous than anything else, more than they love their parents, more than they want money, more than they want education. They want to be famous. And there's something about the character, right, who's a nobody until he becomes famous for being somebody outrageously outlaw, right? Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this on your show before, guys. The fact that the mainstream media keeps giving the names of shooting of these crazy shooters at schools, you're turning them into jokers, right, one by one. And I think what really bothers the progressive left about this guy, this Joker, is he's not fighting for any particular collective value. He's not going after the favorite targets of the progressive left. And so they want to turn him into the word they keep using, incel, right? Involuntarily celibate. And there's a you read a review, mm-hmm. part of a review at during the break, Kate. Maybe you want to share some of it with them. But
yeah.
It basically argued that this is misogyny. The incels are misogynistic.
They are.
Right? So in other words, young men who are denied sex by women therefore hate women. As if, what are they supposed to do? To be a good incel, you should just force yourself upon women? The left's attitudes, mm-hmm. and their explanations for this stuff is so misguided.
And an incel is a what? Involuntary
celibate. But I don't even believe that theory. I think that's all nonsense.
Uh-huh.
I mean... not being a promiscuous homosexual is a bad thing, you know. Not trying to lay every woman you run into is a bad thing.
Both of those are
bad
things.
It's crazy.
Yes.
I mean, the term just disgusts me when I hear it.
Yeah.
This is the progressive left. You are at once mm-hmm. pushing celibacy,
right.
Involuntary celibacy, pathetic involuntary celibacy on creatures you then turn around are wickedly powerful, right? Mm-hmm. They may be hapless little nerds who can't get a girlfriend, but they're also, by the same token, dangerous to the point that they're going to start shooting up schools. It's the left's desire to both comicalize people and then turn them into violent threats.
Yes.
And that's the same kind of a stereotype you get here. And you know, go back to the last time I remember the left, the feminist left, hating a movie this much. It was another movie that made a similar point, and that was Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
Fight Club, almost 20 years ago, exactly, made a similar argument, right? That in that case, they weren't involuntary celibates. They were men who were celibate because they had chose to be, because they were no longer felt the corporate need to marry or to propagate the way that the Hallmark TV specials would like you to. And it made a very similar point that what are men? Is it possible for men to define themselves without deferring to women? That's a really important question. And it really touched a nerve back then. And it touches a nerve now, I think, in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Dallas Observer said a clown for a clown. Incels, these young men who the left loves to say that they're being tortured because women are denying them sex and so they are involuntary celibate. Incels are claiming the Joker is a symbol of their misogyny brought on by involuntary celibacy, and that they've turned this movie character into their symbol for this, which is kind of interesting. There's another movie too that's talking about misogyny, and it's a love letter to feminists, and they love that one. And they don't want, they're trying to align the Joker with being kind of every male out there who's not having sex is going to be a violent psychopath, too.
And wait a second. There is no such thing as the incel community. Do you think there are a bunch of men out there who can't get it, walking around saying, here's my badge that says I can't get it, and recruiting other men who can't get any to the club? This does not exist, people. This is a complete formulation of the progressive mind. Yeah. Oh, and let's be very clear. Incels are always young white males. Yeah. There's possibility you can be a Hispanic or a Black or a Native American incel. No, no. They should call them wincels. White involuntary cells. Right? And wincels will start calling them. And they are 100%. They're farting unicorns. They're tap dancing leprechauns. They don't exist. These are bogeys created by the progressive mind. And as I said a moment ago, this fills perfectly the role of a progressive bogey. On the one hand, they are weak because women control power, right? Women refuse to have sex with them. Women have the power. Women making decisions to exclude these men, which then therefore turns these men into violent killers. Well, wait a second. That same template is sort of played out in the movie The Joker, only everybody who watches the movie sees him as a kind of hero, not as the monster the left would have them be. That's what bothers the left about this movie, that the Joker has all of those antisocial, anti-progressive characteristics that they love to hate, only when you watch the movie, the Joker, in his own way, is somewhat heroic.
Mm. Yeah, go ahead.
Interesting. Well, I just think I think the bottom of it comes from the fact that, let's face it, these leftists, these progressives, anarchists are their worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Because anarchists are the only ones that are really going to fight their total control.
They're organically wanting that, right? And a lot of the left is propped up or manipulated. What I found kind of interesting was the term of incel coming from Grinnell College, who said they are 21 years of age or over and have gone 6 months without a romantic partner, not of their own volition. We used to call that morals. We used to call that people that cared about their value system. Yeah. And now we're calling it that, you know, that they're an incel. And so then The New Yorker last year in May came out with an article that talked about the rage of the incels, the rage of people with values or people that don't want to be engaging in something like that. That's kind of an interesting thing.
Well, again, look at that. That places all the power for defining men in the role of women, right? Mm-hmm. If a woman gives you sex, you're not an incel. If a woman withholds sex from you, you are. In other words, there's nothing you can do that is not mediated by a woman's choice. And so isn't it interesting, right, that and flip it around. You know, what we used to call going 6 months without having sex, if you're not seeing somebody or in a steady relationship, that used to be called morality, right? Mm-hmm. That used to be called normality. But notice what they've done. They have, in the same way that they think they're attacking men, they're also stereotyping women. What does that imply about women? There are no incel, wincel women, right?
Uh-huh.
Notice how incels, or what we just dubbed them, wincels, white, right? White mm-hmm. incels. There are no such thing as the same thing applying to women. And that's because, as we all know, women's sexuality is utterly available. It does seem to imply, doesn't it? Women use sex, right, rather than participate in it. There's a lot of stereotypical assumptions that the left makes about women mm-hmm. in creating the creature of the wincel.
Oh, that's so true. Look at the so-called victims of Hollywood's Me Too. They were all in control of their sex life. They were more than willing to give it up for a movie role. And then when they got enough power, then they spoke out about being a victim.
Well, they attained everything in their careers they wanted and had nothing to lose now. Mm-hmm. And by coming out at that stage of their lives and telling what these evil Harvey Weinsteins did to them, right, for mm-hmm. what? For a $50 million role in a movie, mm-hmm. right? They came, when they decided to come out, it made them more famous because they could be, this is what every progressive wants, is to be rich, powerful, and entitled, but also a victim, right? Think about how much of the rich progressive left, whether we're talking the NFL, like you mentioned Colin Kaepernick, or we're talking about Hollywood, or we're talking about rich leftist politicians, they're so guilty of their money and their privilege, they adopt these radical leftist positions in order to consider themselves victims. It's the only place they can go. And so all these very rich, very progressive women who knew exactly what they were doing when they traded sex for roles in movies, knew exactly what they were doing, could have said no at any time. Mm-hmm. And the other women, the other Hollywood women who knew about it, like Jane Fonda, these women did nothing. And mm-hmm. only when they had reached the peaks of their careers and the culture had turned towards the hashtag Me Too movie did they realize, these actresses, that they could be even bigger heroes than they were for their acting if they now painted themselves as the victims of a truly sexual patriarchy.
I think it was a lot more inside of them. It was a way to alleviate their guilt at prostituting themselves all those years to get where they got.
Yeah, for
sure.
But a
good feminist knows that there's no such thing as a prostitute. There's just a well-paid woman making a choice. Right?
Well, I love how you put that. And then I love how they put an incel with a young white guy with pimples on his face is now somebody that's involuntarily celibate and can't get a romantic partner. And they call him an online subculture, of course. You know, it's kind of amazing to me how they're turning that into that. Be right back. Yep. Great stuff from both you guys. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.